Today, Mozart is among the most popular classical composers, and his life has engendered conjecture and controversy. On this week's News and Views, we consider the fascination with the man and his music, in conjunction with a production of Amadeus, now at the Walnut Street Theater in Philadelphia. In Mozart's short life of 35 years, he wrote over 600 works, excelling in nearly every type of composition, including concertos, operas, and symphonies, as well as religious and chamber music. Malcolm Black is directing the Walnut Street Theater's production of Amadeus.
Everybody has heard some of Mozart's music in their life. So people are interested in a very great artist, one of the geniuses of all time.
Imagining how those melodies could come to you personally. It's a thrill to explore that type of mind.
Robert McClure plays the title character in Amadeus, which also explores what effect Mozart may have had on his contemporaries, in particular, the court composer Antonio Salieri. Salieri was a successful 18th century composer about 5.5 years older than Mozart. His work was performed throughout Europe. He taught Beethoven, Schubert, and Liszt. One of his operas was chosen to open La Scala in 1778. Dan Olmsted, who plays Salieri, says Mozart's music stirs in his character conflicting emotions.
He feels pain. He feels joy. He feels everything that a sensitive individual would feel listening to Mozart's music today. He just feels it more intensely, and he also feels like he's the only one who can appreciate it at that time.
On the next News and Views, profiles of two musicians with very different personalities. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. Mozart is today regarded as a musical icon. Yet during his lifetime, his contemporary, court composer Antonio Salieri, was even more successful. On this week's News and Views, we look at the rivalry suggested by the story of Amadeus, Peter Schaeffer's Tony Award-winning play and Academy Award-winning movie, with a new production now running at the Walnut Street Theater in Philadelphia. For the ultra-serious and pious Salieri, music is inextricably connected to God. Dan Olmsted, playing Salieri, explains to the audience.
I was born a pair of ears and nothing else. It is only through hearing music that I know God exists, only through writing music that I could worship.
Amadeus director Malcolm Black.
Salieri makes a bargain with God, which Salieri feels that God doesn't keep the bargain.
Salieri wants God to make him a great composer, God's voice through music, in return for which he promises to live a virtuous and honorable life. Yet when he hears the music of Mozart, says actor Dan Olmsted, he feels both enraptured and betrayed.
He completely and utterly appreciates it to the point where it makes him collapse. And also, it's intensely painful because it's how he feels most viscerally God's rejection.
In contrast, Mozart is a brash young man with little respect for authority. Robert McClure, who plays the title role, says the former child prodigy never had a chance to grow up. And so Mozart giggles, makes rude noises, and mocks the seriousness of others.
That childlike positivity and sarcasm and wit infuriate Salieri. That God would choose such an obscene child, as he says, to bestow this gift upon.
On the next News and Views, the consequences of ambition and rivalry. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. Mozart is one of today's most popular classical composers. On this week's News and Views, we consider themes of musical genius and rivalry in Amadeus, a new production of which is now at the Walnut Street Theater. In the play, the earnest and religious court composer Antonio Salieri fiercely envies the talent of Mozart and reaches a breaking point when, in an attempt to get work for her husband, Mozart's wife shows Salieri original scores on which there appear to be no corrections. Robert McClure plays Mozart.
When he takes the pen to paper, it's just transcribing what has already been completed in his mind.
Salieri does what he can to frustrate Mozart's career. Director Malcolm Black says the play uses the characters of the two musicians to explore artistic rivalry.
The point of the play is to show you what it's like to be a very talented man, but have to accept the fact that somebody else, who you may not respect as a person, is even more talented.
What Salieri feels speaks to many artists, says Dan Olmsted, who plays the court composer in this production.
That fear of mediocrity, and that you may at some point need to accept your own level. And there will very likely always be a Mozart. Just someone that you appreciate and you say to yourself, I'm not that.
Mozart, struggling financially, is composing his Requiem when he falls ill and dies. He is buried in a mass grave. Salieri continues as one of the most celebrated composers in Europe and outlives Mozart by over 30 years, though haunted, in the play, by the idea that he destroyed his rival. Amadeus is about genius, but it's also about what genius inspires in the rest of us: appreciation, greater aspirations, or envy. Amadeus runs through March 6th at the Walnut Street Theater in Philadelphia. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.